UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis says she does not want to speculate about what would happen to the refugees were they to be expelled.
Obviously, they cannot go to Darfur. The situation there just is not suitable for the return of refugees there. They still fear persecution. The situation in Darfur is not good. Even our own activities in the region have been curtailed because of the security situation. So they can't go back to Darfur, and we certainly hope that we can continue working with the Chadian government.
On Friday, Chad's president threatened to expel the Sudanese refugees by the end of June unless the international community took steps to stop what he called Sudan's efforts to undermine his government. The government issued this warning in the aftermath of a failed coup attempt by rebels who Chad claims are supported by the Sudanese government. Since war between Sudanese-backed militia and rebel groups broke out in Darfur 3 years ago, tens of thousands of people have been killed and about 2 million made homeless. An estimated 200,000 fled to neighboring Chad seeking asylum. Pagonis tells VOA the UNHCR has been working very closely with the Chadian government since the beginning of the influx of refugees from Darfur in 2003. She hopes the cooperation between them can continue.
We have good contacts in the government. We talk to them regularly, and we'll certainly be talking to them now about this. You know, Chad has a very large burden in dealing with these 200,000 refugees. They're in an extremely difficult, hostile area, part of the country in terms of the physical terrain, and it certainly hasn't been easy for them. That's why UNHCR has been there helping them cope with this. So far, we've managed under pretty difficult circumstances, so we think that we can at least try to continue that.
Pagonis says there are only about 12 resettlement countries in the world. She says it is unlikely that other countries would be willing to take 200,000 refugees. She says she does not believe a solution lies in that direction, nor does it lie in sending them home. She says the refugees from Darfur have suffered enormously, and it would be unthinkable for them to be put through another horrendous situation. She urges all parties to respect the refugees and to respect their right to asylum. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.